It's time for the Quest Federal Credit Union Football Scoreboard Show, brought to you by Quest Federal Credit Union. And now your host, Brennan Byrne.
Kenton took on Van Wert tonight. Here's Jim Homan with the recap.
The Van Wert Cougars defeated the Kenton Wildcats 77-20 in Western Buckeye League football action Friday at Robinson Field. The Cougars moved to 7-1 overall. They're now 6-1 in the Western Buckeye League, while the Wildcats slipped to 1-7 overall, 1-6 in league action. Blaine Bushong threw a 54-yard touchdown pass to Kate Smith, and Luke Leffler rushed for a couple of scores, emptying the East Harbor player of the game. The Wildcats are back in action on Friday when they travel to Shawnee in Western Buckeye League action. WKTM left all the action live at the pregame show starting at 6:45. Kickoff is set for 7 o'clock. For WKTN Sports, I'm Jim Homan.
In other football Friday night action, Elgin took down Ridgemont 40-20. Wapakoneta shut out Bath 48-0. Upper Scioto Valley walloped Ridgedale 56-6. Allen East beat Bluffton 30-14. Another shutout, Waynesfield Goshen took down Perry 47-0. Columbus Grove beat Ada in a blowout 38-12. A close one, Salina took down Defiance 15-7. St. Mary's in another blowout, taking down Elida 35-3. Urbana beating Benjamin Logan 37-8. Arlington beat My Riverdale Falcons 37-14. Graham and North Union had a close one, with Graham coming out on top at 39-33. A lot of blowouts tonight. Hardin Northern took down Crestline 49-8. Cary dropped a 50-burger on Bucyrus, winning 54-0. Upper Sandusky took down Buckeye Central 42-13. Shawnee and Ottawa Glandorf had an interesting one, I suppose, with Shawnee taking the victory 21-7.
You've been listening to the Quest Federal Credit Union Football Scoreboard Show, presented by Quest Federal Credit Union and WKTN.